about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Fraternity party gone wild in a low IQ circus.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
Really like it.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if I ever thought of it. Saying
will
I misrepresented myself.
Get away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Nice.
It just f***ing sucks. It f***ing sucks to be out here with this out of control.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job. I am worthless. I bring nothing to the table. Zero. Like, I'm not work material. I will never be work material.
No, you're going to tell a story. I don't believe that I can bear to listen to another one of your stories right now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Kids!
They're a giant waste of time and money.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You're what's wrong with everything.
Roll another one.
These nuts, bitch.
Just like the other one.
We call BS.
This one seems to be about to quit.
How is...
And I
what?
Need another
hit. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
This sound system is awesome.
Roll another one.
I don't know, man. I'm getting weird about olds.
Just like the other one.
I couldn't agree more.
This one seems to be about this mess.
Do it!
I don't have another cent.
So Kevin, he's like one of those guys who's constantly doing an impression of a smart guy.
Elon Musk is the next guy to do it, probably, right?
Just pass it around.
Do you want the cheesecake?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Yeah, I think the kids are gonna love it.
Just pass it on down.
And now, okay, you know what? Take your first name, okay? Take your first name and take your second name. You know what that is? It's your hooker name because you're a foul street hooker.
Our feature presentation.
Harsh.
Wow.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 26th of July.
Allie, you need us to get you something to drink? Are you okay? Or?
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Bean. No, I have that covered. But let me know if anyone in the building wants some of my beverage.
Explain that monstrous container.
Here's the thing. We all need to drink more water, right?
Right.
True.
I used to drink a gallon to a gallon and a half of water a day.
Whoa.
I was at my best. I was feeling great, just peeing a ton. Life was good. And I stopped doing that, and I need to drink more water. So when I saw this this water jug, if you will.
Call it a bucket, please.
A bucket, if you will, that has times on it reminding you to drink water. It says 7 a.m. Good morning. 9 a.m. You've got it. 11 a.m. Remember your goal. 1 p.m. That's it. And it keeps going down. So
I would
as you drink.
I would grow to hate that jar if
yeah.
it kept saying sunny
bucket.
Things like that
bucket,
to me.
Please.
Yeah. So I ordered it. And
bucket's not big enough. It's like a trash can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ordered it, and it's a gallon size, and I guess I never visualized in one sitting what it would look like if you had to drink a gallon.
Yeah.
It is a trash can slash bucket slash, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
It's what I would give you as a comedy gift.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's so big.
No, you guys know that I'm always pretty off with measurements all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Like,
well,
I think I'm getting
math.
A chair mm-hmm. and I get like a kid's chair delivered.
Right.
So when I got the box, I was like, oh, that is a big box. And then I opened it. I'm like, that is a big gallon. That's not small.
Can you lift it?
Barely. Yeah, but I put some strawberry, I think a strawberry banana Crystal Light in with some water,
good.
So it tastes fantastic.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to be heading out after probably every segment, heading to the bathroom.
Those motivational slogans too.
Do you love them?
Well, I mean, I feel like if I need a motivational slogan from a water bottle.
Right. What about at 5 p.m. when it says "No excuses" in all caps? That's a little aggressive,
right?
But then 7 p.m. a little bit more. 9 p.m. Well done.
But it's not CrossFit though. They're just how much motivation do you need to take a sip of water?
Bean, there are apps on your phone that will go off and remind you to drink water. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, have you drank? Oh, shoot, water.
People are dumb.
People are real dumb.
Yeah. It says the person carrying around a keg.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
by the way, a straw that's 3.5 feet long.
Yeah, yeah. I had to order a special straw for it. Thank you for pointing that out. This is no joke. I literally opened it yesterday. I'm like, I thought there's no way I'm not bringing this into work. Uh-huh. There's no way.
Of course not.
Because it's amazing.
It is. Well, it's something. I'm just filled with fluid, though. Uh-huh. I would imagine that it would be very heavy.
It's not light.
For a tiny person like you.
So think about it. I'm going to be totally hydrated, and my arms will get leaner from carrying it.
There you go.
This is a win-win, everybody. Oh, that seems too big. I mean, it's pretty big.
Switch arms, though, so you don't look like Popeye.
Good point.
Like Kevin does.
Like I do.
If you get my meaning.
Well, I'm ambidextrous that way, Bean.
Let us know how... No, nobody is. Let us know how your hydration continues. If you're going to keep with it. Your plan is to... This is the new you from now going on?
Yeah.
I don't drink that much in 3 days.
Really?
Probably. Jensen?
I mean, you're looking at what I do through the show. It's, what would you say this is? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's probably...
I'd say that's about five cups.
Not even a quarter of what's being carried around by dumpster alley over there.
Oh, and remember, you get water out of your food, too, remember?
Yeah.
So it's not... I'm just saying that counts. That counts as water that your body is...
Not according to this trash can of water.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
Do you have to pee now? Or are you?
I'm good because, like a true team player, I waited to open it until everybody was here and can see how high it was filled.
And what is it filled? What is it filled with today?
This is like a strawberry banana crystal light.
Okay.
If you want a sip.
No, I'm good.
All right.
I mean, I'd hate for you not to have enough.
Yeah, I need you to be able to get to well done on your own.
Thank you. That is so sweet. And it says 9 p.m., but again, it's starting me at 7 a.m. with a good morning. Like, hello, been up a few hours.
Yeah. Kevin, you need one of those with chocolate milk in it or something.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That would
be or a shake or something.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Great milkshake.
I'd have to get through that so quickly before it melted.
Do you think we can convince Beer Mug to get one and do a day of like a Mountain Dew Baja Blast or something?
Thumbs up immediately from Beer Mug in the other room.
Why is that even a question? Yeah.
Okay, could be something we look into for a day.
Okay.
Speaking of health, you guys, I thought this was interesting. This is Finnish. Finnish, yes. Her name is Iris Häkkinen. She is 24 years old. She has not washed her hair now in 2 years.
Oh. I'm sorry?
She used to get a dry and itchy scalp from washing her hair every few days, as most of us do, by the way. But she said after she ditched her shampoo, her hair looked healthier than ever. It is called in this article from the Daily Mirror the no-poo method. That's what they're calling it.
From this day forward, we're going to stop that right now.
Okay. The no-poo method.
No.
Shampoo.
Yeah, sure, for shampoo, okay. Right.
Wow, if you could have seen the mental gymnastics I was watching. Kevin said.
Wow.
I need
a sip of water.
How often do you guys wash your hair? I mean, I think most of us now don't wash our hair every day as we used to when we were young because it's been told that does strip your hair of essential oils, what it needs.
Probably every other day.
Yeah.
I do every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really, Jensen?
Yeah, my hair, I put... I wear a hat or I put, you know, product in it and I feel gross going to bed with it.
Okay.
So I have
How
to
about
wash.
That?
Yeah.
She decided to swap her organic products at one point for, because that's what she was using was organic shampoos, for apple vinegar and baking soda, which are supposed to absorb the dirt and grease. But after doing some research, she decided to take things a step further after discovering some no poo method groups on Facebook. And apparently it has become very popular among many people on the internet.
They needed a better name. I'm telling you that right now.
They use nothing except water, although she will occasionally use a dab of coconut oil once every couple of months. She says she has never looked back. After a couple of weeks of the no-poo method, the itching stopped. There was a point at the very beginning where my hair looked greasy, but I pushed through it and soon it went back to normal. Now when people meet me, they have no idea I don't use shampoo. Mm. When I tell them, they are always surprised and say how healthy and clean my hair looks.
Mm. No one says that.
Right.
Because why would you ever bring it up with someone unless they said, you smell awful.
Yeah. Which no one does. Unless it's like a family member, I guess. But no one just down the street goes, oh, your hair smells.
Yeah.
She says that is not the case at all. That she's never had anyone point it out.
Right.
That she doesn't. That it doesn't smell good
in her homeless community of Texas.
So you say no. There's no way that this is true.
I mean, I think she's exaggerating how much everyone loves it.
I know it's a movement. I know that people don't shower as much with their hair and take baths instead and stuff like that. But I guess, I mean, coconut oil is like a shampoo in a sense, right?
Shodi uses that every couple of months, though. She says, interestingly, the color of her hair has slightly changed. She looks more like a natural blonde now. Many of her friends are equally eco-minded. She doesn't face much criticism for her decision to shun hair products. She does recall one occasion when she was asked by a friend if her hair smelled. She said, this seems to be a big misconception. Of course, it's hard to smell your own scalp, but to me, it smells completely neutral, and I've never had any comments on it. If you met me, you'd have no idea that I don't use shampoo. And by the way, in the photos, she looks terrific.
How long is her hair?
It's about as long as yours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So there you go. Health tips here today.
We're all going no poo?
Drink a trash can full of Crystal Light every day and enjoy the no poo method.
All right. Okay.
Some good tips. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
Calm down, bitch.
Yes.
Jensen has been talking about a secret break now for 3 days.
Yeah.
With Glee.
And he won't tell us anything about it.
I don't like it.
I'm so happy.
I don't like it.
It's our response is to not like it because it's either making fun of me or Bean. Yeah. But I get this. The idea this isn't.
We'll see.
Oh, no. Oh, now it's me or Bean.
That took a turn.
Shoot. Such a bummer.
Did Omar make another bad song?
Listen, I have Poker Face on.
Okay.
Oh, it's to Poker Face?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're talking to food delivery drivers today.
We don't have to.
You know what? Yeah.
A lot of stuff's going on in the world.
Perhaps eating food before they deliver it to your house.
I don't think we need to do that, though.
We need to do that.
Overkill.
Yeah. Jensen wants to change his style of dress. Mm-hmm. The way he dresses, he's going to change it all up.
I respect this, by the way.
You don't even know what it is, do you?
I don't, but I respect that you're not committed to have your hair the same way your whole life, to wear the same kinds of clothes the whole life. I mean, there's no reason why you are set in stone with whatever you decide to do as a 20-year-old. You know what I mean?
What if his decision is just a fez?
I would love a fez.
Like a fez
so
a day.
Great. A fez and no shirt.
Yes.
That would be perfect.
Or even no shirt, but a vest.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Why are you guys ruining it?
Ruining what? We're making it better.
That's what I was going
to wear. Oh, that's
right.
That's what I was going to wear.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, there was a day that Kevin woke up in the 2000s and said, you know what? Time to put the tank tops away. I'm going to change my style. Because
apparently I didn't.
Every single photo of Kevin that exists before like 2005, he's wearing a tank top.
Yeah.
From the time he's a little kid until 2005.
I was very distraught by that last night as I went through the pictures for TBT. I
saw the one you put up last night and just laughed out loud.
Why?
You were like allergic to sleeves.
Why? I don't look particularly good in them. So why? What gave me the idea that was a good idea?
Because you like a lot of room, man.
Because sun's out, guns out, Kevin. That's why.
That's why, yeah. Keep it 100 because it's Friday and we've got your tickets for 21 Pilots as well. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
I'm just going to put it out there that I like all Weezer songs.
It is tough to think of one that's bad.
Yes, there's just their degrees of good or great.
Yes.
That's the thing about Weezer.
Their pizza.
Sure.
All is good.
Mm-hmm.
Some better.
Some better. Fair enough. All right, it is Friday, you guys.
It's Friday.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah. Allie is here with our first look at what's happening.
What's going on?
I mean.
Oh.
What?
Take another drink. You'll feel better.
What happened?
Woodstock 50.
Oh, no, stop this.
Isn't it this weekend?
Isn't it Woodstock?
It might be best if you just let it go.
It has to be at least Woodstock 60 by now.
Woodstock 50, August 16th through the 18th. It's coming up, you guys.
It's not.
No, it's not happening.
Organizers confirmed that the festival will now take place at Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Well, then
in
it's
Maryland.
Not Woodstock, then.
It's about an hour's drive from Washington, D.C. It's only 4.5 hours from the original Woodstock site.
I'd like to see the lineup as well, please.
Well, we've had some defectors.
Oh, really? What a surprise.
Okay. Yeah. We're no longer available?
Yeah, some people. I feel like when you lose John Fogerty, things are bad.
You're in
well,
trouble.
Because he was part of the tie-in to the original
yes.
Woodstock.
Yeah. Yeah, he
well,
was
they're,
like,
no, they're no longer there. They, all those people yeah. should disappear.
Not happening. And an AP source is saying Jay-Z is no longer happening.
What mm-hmm. a surprise.
So I feel like those are just a couple of people to say today that it's not happening.
Wouldn't you guess all of
yeah.
them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for a couple that don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. Well, here's okay. what organizers have said. Although tickets have yet to go on sale, the event will now primarily serve as a fundraiser for nonprofits dedicated to climate change and voter turnout.
Has nothing to do with Woodstock.
Not
now.
A thing. Not a thing.
It could be any concert at any venue anywhere in the world, and they're just calling it Woodstock.
It's absurd. Take the L. Move on. Start working on Woodstock 51. Okay? Because this is insane. When I saw the story yesterday, I was like, oh my God.
It just won't stop.
It won't yeah. stop. What are they doing? And honestly, I don't wish for the downfall of anyone or anything, but if Meriwether Post Pavilion
canceled,
had some fun, and they were like, you know what? No, we don't want it here. That would make
well,
me laugh.
Well, when the final lineup comes out,
yeah,
where it's like MC yeah. Scat Cat and POD,
and that's the only two bands playing.
You'd still
go. Oh yeah, I mean,
you'd fly.
I'd definitely show up, but I'd be one of only about 30.
Yeah,
so
it's bad, and stop it, cut it out.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
There's a chance. There definitely is.
Stop it.
Oh, gosh, you guys. Remember Will and Grace?
Sure.
Came back. It originally wrapped in May 2006, then returned in September of 2017. Well, they have announced that they're going to stop after this upcoming 11th season. You guys, 11 seasons. Sad bassoon indeed, but let's think about this. 11.
It's been successful.
It has been. Yeah. It's very successful. The past season averaged about 3 million total weekly viewers. That's down 45% from the first revival season, which you don't want. However, among NBC's 7 sitcoms, Will and Grace is ranked 2nd in total audience, just trailing Superstore. So it was still a success, if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
91 Emmy Award nominations, 18 Emmy wins, and one of the few shows in TV history where each member of the cast won an Emmy. So that's
well,
a
I mean, that is a that's a murderer's row of actors. Those four leads are all terrific.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I'm bummed about it because I really like it, but how long can you do it?
Right?
Who's with me? You know what I did last night? So I was winding down for the evening.
Cleared out your bladder, getting ready for today.
Filled up that bottle for an hour?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, I had to go to my neighbor. I'm like, I'm out of water.
You have a hose?
Do you have a hose?
Can you drive me to a reservoir?
I just moved next to a lake.
I have a straw that's long enough for a reservoir.
They're going to be tired of seeing you at the fire station, by the way, when you come by to get filled up.
What?
and then they address your water bottle, right?
All right. Well, I was going to tell you about the Jiminy Glick wormhole I went down, but now we're out of time. Oh, I'm just saying, Jiminy Glick,
us.
You guys.
Don't punish us because we're making fun of your water bucket.
It's not even a bottle
Whatever
anymore.
It is.
It's a bucket.
No.
It's a trash can.
Why
I'm just
some
saying.
People tune out?
And there he is, Jiminy Glick.
I never get tired of Jiminy Glick.
Oh, really?
He's amazing.
Total wormhole last night. So damn funny. Oh, my God. I think the best. You know how I feel about Mel Brooks.
Sure.
He's my favorite person on the planet. I just want to watch Jeopardy and eat soup with him.
Which Ali tweeted out.
Yesterday.
Again last night.
I mean, if you put it out to the universe.
But how many times have you put it out to the universe?
Like 12.
Thirsty. That's ironic that you'd be thirsty.
Anyway, his interview with Mel Brooks is very funny.
Rejected!
Some birthdays for you. Jason Statham, Mick Jagger, Helen Mirren, Sandra Bullock, Kate Beckinsale, and Chris Harrison. Tiny hands.
Really tiny.
Yeah.
Well, the 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:35.
Jensen has a secret break coming up in about 20 minutes.
Not guys. Happy about it.
Thrilled.
Not happy.
I'm not. I'm not happy at all. Plus, we got your 21 Pilots tickets on the show today and passes for the Adult Swim Festival at the Bank of California in November, which sounds super fun. First, though, how about you calling us anytime, day or night, and leaving a message? It's the Kevin and Bean Afro line we've got set up. Our voicemail at 323-520-AFRO. You call anytime on any topic. What are the kids talking about today?
Hit it, Steve. More like hit it, Omar. You know what I'm saying? I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
It's taking the world by storm.
Yep.
Somebody that appreciates Bean's genius when it comes to drops.
Listener, a long time. One of my favorite new drops is What They Do. I just heard a song and I know where Bean got that from. It's from a song called Backstabbers by the OJs. God damn it, Bean. You are a deep cut, mother scratching son of a gun. Awesome!
What they do. He really appreciates that.
I appreciate him.
So we were doing the title fight, and you can't say the name that you're trying to get your contestant to say. And the actual clue was The Bachelor, and Dave said The Bachelorette.
Right.
This is the contestant.
Oh, no.
That lost because of that.
Not The Bachelorette, but
can't you say okay.
This is a call to all the listeners out there who lost their title fight game because of Dave, the King of Mexico. Because he either gave terrible clues or, in my case, gave away an answer which made you lose the game. Hey, I know it took too long for one answer, but I could have tied with the answer that he gave away. But, now we'll never know. So I'm calling to start a new trend. Let's hashtag dethrone the king. I'm talking to you, Dave. Hey, Allie.
Hey. Hmm. Oh, I mean, my guy won.
Sure.
I mean, that did happen and always does.
Yeah.
Another one for Allie.
I'd like to lodge a formal complaint against Allie McKay for constantly sharing the ventriloquist dolls on her Instagram feed late at night, right before bed. Not cool. Not cool at all.
Cosign.
Okay, I have found a ventriloquist dummy that is so sassy, and he's just such a little bitch. Mm-hmm. And I post him all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I found an article about how you could adopt him because his family doesn't want him anymore. And I put a plea out to people in Virginia to maybe find him. Nothing. So guess what? Until he is mine at my house, you're going to keep seeing him.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, his name's Ricky.
No. Okay, great.
Somehow that made it scarier.
I know.
Allie has been complaining also about car alarm, the little chirp thing when you set your alarm.
Yeah. It
drives her crazy.
This message is for Allie. Yeah. That's locked. You know, let me try it one more time. Nice. Oh, my coworker's here. Let me just...
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's evil. It's evil.
I like it.
What's happening? Allie, what's happening, Allie McKay? Allie McKay, what's happening today? Yeah. I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Okay, all right.
Now, I know that we're all conditioned here on the Kevin and Bean Show that if there's a compliment or there's good news of any kind, there's another side to it.
It ends poorly.
The shoe's going to drop.
This doesn't. Hmm. This is wonderful news.
Hey, Kevin and Bean and the B team and everybody at K-Rock. I'm sorry, this message is not going to be funny, but I just wanted to share some good news with you. I am a dialysis patient, and about 10 minutes ago, I just got a call saying that they could have potentially found a donor for me. Whoa. So I'm so freaking excited. And I know, Bean, you've been through this process before, but I just wanted to share the good news with you guys and wish me luck. Thanks.
How about that?
That's awesome. Hmm.
There's a good chance that match won't stick, though. I mean, that's the one thing you got to
keep. What is wrong with you?
A lot of time.
You're the one person he was counting on.
A lot of time the body will reject that new organ.
Wow.
You really got to keep your fingers crossed even after the surgery.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
But I mean, good luck.
Oof. podcast listener that's never seen what we look like.
Hey, I'm a podcast listener. I've never really seen any of you guys. So I just watched Kevin Bean Rap Battle. Loved it. I watched it on YouTube, and I saw little Chip. Little adorable Chip. Chip, how are you single? I want to wear you.
Oh, God!
Oh. That sounds quick. That one did turn at the end.
That one turned hard,
that
too.
That wasn't an astral call.
At first, and then it just turned left.
Yeah.
I want to wear you.
That's technically evidence.
It really is. We're going to have to say that, aren't we?
Am I going to be a lampshade?
I don't know that you're big enough for a lampshade, but the next one is Michael Cameron.
You could be a fleshlight, though, Chip.
Oh.
All right, Bean.
Woo, you're on fire, yeah. Bean.
She's on one.
Yeah, you should. Hey, come.
She left early. She's
back.
Leaving a week early.
Come on, Chip, for God's sakes.
No.
Cycle Bike. Mike Catherwood called.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin, Bean, Omar, Dave, Allie, Christine, everyone, Chip, Mike Catherwood. Just wanted to call and say that I'm so happy to hear that Jensen's child is healthy and happy, and it's a real blessing. And I'm sure it was a big weight off your shoulders, Jensen, to have your child come home from the NICU. And I just wanted to say, don't worry, dude. I spent a really long time when I was first born in the NICU. And look how I turned out. All right, never mind.
Well, thank you, Mike. That's very sweet.
Oh, hey, it's Mike Catherwood again. I forgot something. Allie.
Nope.
You want to watch Jeopardy and
very generous offer.
By the way, he's still sending texts that I will not open.
Of course.
Texts, and then he'll go and he'll DM them on Instagram,
of
DM
course.
Them on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'm not opening them, Mike, ever.
I gave him, I changed phone numbers, and I gave him my phone number. I was like, listen, I'm going to block you the second I get one of those pictures because I do not want them.
Yeah.
3 hours later.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And I had to block him, because that's how it goes.
Hey, I feel like everybody's forgotten how often Kevin hangs up on people.
I don't think this is necessary.
Well, play it out.
A little bit.
If only there was a song to remind us of that. Hit it, Steve.
I just can't stop hanging up on you.
Follow me, Shields, on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I listen to one of
Serena's Home Square's two-week Black Friday sale going on now.
And I know you can be a celebrity or just an average Joe. And you bet Kevin's hanging up on you. Oh, he just hung up.
Corby Brand is our guest. You can find him at Church of Superheroes at Facebook. Thanks for the time, Corby. Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great
day. You can be Brooke Shields. Or Bono, you can be Megan Fox or Sir Paul.
And it's always fun to catch up with you on the Kevin Bean Show. We appreciate you calling.
Oh, man, thank you very much. I look forward to you to see the film. So I think it's out on the film. I really do.
Fantastic. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, Megan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
Sir, great to talk to you. We'll see you again in a little bit, all right?
We feel the same about you. Really do, K-Rock. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin.
I just can't stop hanging up on you.
I don't know if we'll ever have a chance to do this again, Sir Paul, but thank you so much for the time. It's a real honor to have you on the program today.
Listen, that's a really nice interview. So, I hope to see you at the gig.
Absolutely, sir. Thanks for the call.
Make it a day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Oops. You hung up on Paul McCartney.
Well, he was saying goodbye, right? He was saying goodbye. 323-520-6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Dear Kevin and Bean, longtime listener, zero-time caller. Since Bean is leaving and you're probably going to be looking for a replacement at some point, I would like to throw myself into the mix.
Okay.
I have zero experience in radio and zero experience in show business or the entertainment
industry.
That's
how we started.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like Kevin, let me fail up. What can go wrong? I can talk and press buttons here and there. It only takes one finger to press a button, and I have 10 of them. So in theory, I can press 10 buttons at a time. That's a big plus on my end. I'll start thinking of a cool DJ name. Looking forward to hearing back from you. Thanks, Ricardo.
I feel like the guy who can't talk and presses wrong buttons, that position is already taken.
You've got that covered.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. Don't need another me, for God's sakes, no.
So he needs to look for a different angle.
Yes.
All right. That was a nice first attempt, though, Ricardo.
Yeah,
thank you for checking out. All right. Jensen's secret break coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie will take us there with what's happening.
What's going on?
You guys eat nuts?
Well, I'll need that pulled.
Every single day.
Yes. You okay, daily.
Yes.
Daily for Bean. What about you, Kevin?
I don't know. Once a week, maybe.
Okay. Jensen?
Some cashews here and there, but only, you know, I'd probably two instances a month.
Instances?
What a dork.
It's not a crime scene,
right?
Jensen.
Good Lord.
I love nuts.
Of course you do. Need that too.
I feel like that's clean. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, Bean.
Hmm.
Or should I say Donna? Congrats.
Oh,
what?
If you're looking to spice up your time in the bedroom, just have your male partner eat some walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds every single day.
You know walnuts are my favorite.
I do. Spanish researchers have found men who ate two large handfuls of nuts a day, that's about a half cup total, reported having a better sex life. It's thought that the nutrients in the nuts help transmit signals to the penis that boost sensitivity and performance.
Me like it.
They also say the antioxidants in the nuts benefit the cardiovascular system, which has been linked to an increased libido. So Bean has a super sensitive peen, better performance, and he wants to do it more.
I do know my nuts.
I mean, I feel like real life tells us different.
Look, look, look. My nickname in college was the Jackhammer. That's all you need to know.
Thanks, horny little grandpa.
Oh my God.
No one needed that.
Nope.
Fear, horniness, fear-based horniness. Mm.
But, Kevin and Jensen, you going to up your nut intake?
I got to get more instances in.
They're not instances.
Need more nuts.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
You can do nuts every day.
I mean, I'm not making a promise.
I want a promise right now. The women of America demand it.
I'm not trying to start up something again that doesn't work.
Oh.
Wait, what? I'm saying, what? I'm not trying to do that. I'm
That's
saying,
bad.
I don't need
I feel like that was a Freudian slip.
It wasn't.
There. I feel like Kevin told us
I'm
more about his
I don't need to start
medical condition than we knew about.
Oh, Kevin's man. Junk doesn't work, you guys.
That's very sad.
I'm saying the opposite.
His stick is broken.
Yeah.
Who was that guy that wanted to take my place?
Ricardo. He's back in.
He didn't say anything about his genitals. He just said his 10 fingers.
I mean, are we talking half staff or did they actually take the whole flagpole down?
All was it good. Because of the spider bite?
All good, is what I was saying.
Did you bite?
I was saying I don't need nuts.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because everything's good. Uh-huh. Never mind.
Did a spider bite your penis?
Oh, did it bite your nuts?
No, but wouldn't that be awesome?
A skin graft on
wouldn't
your...
Wouldn't that
on
be
your...
awesome? Yes.
You did a lot of damage to your nuts over the years. They still work properly.
Correct.
I mean, I can't believe that Larry King had you on to talk about your nuts.
It was a very important medical breakthrough.
I can't believe that tape exists.
I haven't played that drop in 30 years.
Oh, all right. I'm sad, but let's move on. Spider-Man Far From Home swung past the $1 billion mark at the global box office yesterday.
Wow.
That movie's good.
That's
good
a great
Lord.
Movie.
Yep. Yeah. It's now the only Spider-Man movie to hit that coveted milestone, so... Congrats on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's cuckoo. You guys like those Twilight movies?
Nah.
Never saw.
Me neither. But people love them.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
People love them or hate them.
Yeah.
No one in the middle.
Fans of the Twilight film series can now spend the night in the Oregon home that used as the filming location as Bella Swan's home. Yeah.
Wow, they're cashing in right away, aren't they?
Why so soon? The Twilight Swan House is in St. Helens, and it's available to rent on Airbnb for between $330 and $440 a night. That's depending on the day, but it's only available for stays of two nights at a time or more. This is This is not in Portland. It's a drive from Portland.
Okay.
It's kind of removed. That seems pretty expensive.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. Here's why so soon. Previous owners said that there were a lot of issues with rabid fans visiting the home.
Oh.
But there are new owners, and they just want to embrace the Twihards. And I say to them, you just want to make money is what you want to do. So
probably bought the house for that reason.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't... I
have
guess
you guys, have you guys ever visited a house? Have we talked about this?
I have visited houses.
That was on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was on TV.
Yes.
The Karate Kid house that Allie lived in. We've discussed this.
I've seen the Full House house. I've taken pictures inside of it.
Bean? It's the world's largest or smallest, he probably hasn't seen
because
it.
Because I admitted to Bean that I went to the New Orleans Real World house.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Yeah,
we did a whole phone-in topic on that. Right.
You should all be embarrassed.
Is there a house you've wanted to go to? Like, is there one that you would want to pay $400 to stay in?
The Brady Bunch house, now that they've redone it.
That would be awesome.
The fact that HGTV has not reached out to me.
Yeah, can we put that out about me and you?
Yeah,
we should be able to record from there.
Absolutely.
Or stay there for a night and record
something.
From there.
I mean.
Because I love the Brady Bunch.
I love the Brady Bunch. Yeah. We need to do this. I don't understand why they haven't reached out.
Put it out there.
It's pretty crazy. It's out there now, you guys. It's out there. Jensen, are you still a Maroon 5 head? What were they called?
A moron.
Morons.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I'm still a moron.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of you because Maroon 5's clip for their 2015 single Sugar has quietly been racking up the views on YouTube. It is just past the 3 billion view mark.
Whoa. Let's give some love.
That makes it the most viewed clip ever by a group.
Wow.
Why is that?
You guys, I don't know. I don't know. The most viewed music video of all time on YouTube. Do you guys know?
It was Gangnam Style for a while, but then that got surpassed by
I miss
something.
Gangnam Style.
I miss it. Said no one ever.
I miss it.
Is it a, it's not a Bieber clip, is it?
Is it Despacito?
It has Bieber because it is Despacito.
Yeah.
More than 6.5 billion views. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
People really listen to music on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's not a thing I've ever really put together for myself, but I think it's pretty common.
It is.
Yeah. It's very common, yeah.
Yeah. Plus, the video for Sugar has them, you know, crashing weddings. Directed by the Wedding Crashers director, so I mean that makes it fun.
Does it?
Nope.
I got married.
You did a lot of damage to your nuts over the years. They still work properly.
They filmed it where I got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Not interesting.
Thank you. What I am interested in is who was he talking to about his nuts?
That's a great question.
I know exactly. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing it's Johnny Knoxville. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. All right. Good times.
That's a great question, though.
Thank you.
Not from you, from Larry.
Okay.
Both, actually, but I mean
hurtful.
Larry.
Some birthdays for you.
Chris. Tonight, Snoop Dogg gets real and keeps it crack-a-lackin'.
Chris Harrison, Kate Beckinsale, Sandra Bullock, Helen Mirren, Mick Jagger, and Jason Statham.
I wish we had time for this. But
No.
We have to move on.
This is on the schedule.
Delivery. What?
It's on the schedule, which means it has to happen.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh,
we'll be right back.
Too bad. Jensen, why are you coming at us like this? I feel like we've been nothing but nice to you.
Says
we brought you into the family with love and support.
Yeah, well, it says a lot about you three that you think that just because it says secret break, that it's going to be negative.
We have some experience in this area.
Well, it's a new era.
It's 99% that.
The Kid Jensen era is completely different.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So this isn't us.
It's about you guys. Oh. But I think it's a present for each of you.
Kid Jensen.
It's a present. This is going to be bad.
I think that I'm giving you a gift.
Do you?
The way a doctor tells you have cancer, it's a gift, right?
No,
I
see it more as you go to see the doctor, and now you just sort of hear the glove noise. Do you know what I mean?
The worst.
Come on.
The worst.
No. Wait, your doctor uses a glove?
So here we go.
Okay.
I realized we talk about Cameo here a lot. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, it's for those who don't know, it's a service on the internet where you can pay a celebrity to give a message to someone in your life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As a person who has an instant replay box where you hear clips, you know, just whatever. you know, whatever it is, place.
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
Right. I saw one that became available on Cameo just last week, and I could not have purchased it for you three quicker.
Oh no!
You saw something on Cameo.
I created three customized To Catch a Predator messages from Chris Hansen for each of you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm listening.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Chris Hansen has recorded specific, like...
We're walking in the door?
100%.
Oh, no! Have a seat?
This is as if you pulled up to a house, out to get sweet tea or whatever the girl promises you. And in response, this is what Chris Hansen would say to you. Oh. Let's start with Allie McKay.
Hello, Allie. Chris Hansen here. You know, I'm often asked if we ever find female predators in our investigations. Well, I think I just have. Or should I call you Peaky Blinders 69? Listen, I've been going through some chats, and I've discovered some online videos of you with a shake weight. It seems like very predatory behavior, so I'm going to need to have you take a seat so I can ask you some questions about it. I just don't know what to do with you. Anyway, Jensen says hey.
Yes. I hate it so much.
And by hate, you mean love.
Peaky Blinder 69. Nice.
How did he get your username?
He knows all facts.
He does, doesn't he?
So here's my other favorite part about this. I saw it and purchased them and was like, well, I guess I'll have to do this break in 3 weeks. About 20 minutes later, it said, Chris Hansen's cameo is ready. And with that, we move on to Chris Hansen's message for Kevin Ryder.
Kevin. Or should I call you by your screen name, Sickle Blank Boom? Chris Hansen here, and I'm not sure what I should do with you. You sound like a predator, just like that spider was a predator to your neck. You need to have a seat, son, because I'm going to ask you a few questions. I've got the transcripts, and I see some awfully disturbing behavior, like leaving shopping carts in the parking spots.
True.
Well, clean up your act. And just remember, Jensen says, hey, all right, behave yourself.
Effing Jensen, am I right?
Why wouldn't Chris Hansen say penis? Don't know.
Yeah, he said blank. Didn't want to say penis.
Was he homeless? Because he seems to be recording this in a park.
It does sound like it's outside.
Yeah.
And he got it back to you within 20 minutes.
I assume that Chris Hansen is doing so many of these. Like, this is the reason Cameo was built.
Can we ask how much it costs?
I think it's a reveal at the end.
Okay.
Because I will remind you how much certain people are, and then I'll tell you how much Chris Hansen is.
Okay. Is there anything a little uncomfortable? Does it strike you as a little bit uncomfortable that he is recording these messages where the person who he's speaking to is an alleged predator? Feel a little creepy?
I know he probably won't say the word pedophile, so I kept it out of the ask.
Mm-hmm.
But
you wrote the script.
I mean, I gave him bullet points, okay. And then he hits them.
I was thinking before it got to Bean and I, I wanted to go next because I assume whoever's last is going to be the worst.
Oh, my God. I mean, and you have to remember that in Kevin's, he wouldn't say penis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. So I present you Chris Hansen's message for Bean.
Hello, Gene, or Bean Baxter, or perhaps you'd like me to call you by your screen name, Bean, touch my peen. Chris Hansen here, and I'm very disturbed. I've been looking at some transcripts, and I see that you're inviting people over to listen to classic radio bits and Taylor Swift songs. I'm going to need you to have a seat, because I've seen you in pigtails, and I need to tell you that you for sure are a predator. So behave yourself. Change your ways. I'll be watching.
You for sure are a predator.
Can you Bean touch my penis?
Can you reply Bean touch my penis?
Absolutely.
It's so... Because I was like, oh, when he didn't say penis, I was like, oh, he's definitely not going to say
gonna do that.
Bean touch my penis.
Well, he didn't say the whole word. I can start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Hello, Gene, or Bean Baxter, or perhaps you'd like me to call you by your screen name, Bean touch my penis.
Oh my God.
I appreciate the effort that you put into this, but
the best thing I've ever heard.
I never thought I'd be on Chris Hansen's radar again.
Bean,
I never
touch my peen.
Okay.
All right, what's Chris going for?
Okay, so to remind you, you know, a couple $100 for certain people on the app. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, we were going for people under 100 at one point.
Yeah.
There's plenty to find.
There's plenty to find. Yeah. But then people like our friend Dr. Drew was, he was at around the $100 mark, $125 mark. Those Chris Hansen drops.
Yeah.
$50 each.
That's it?
It's the greatest gift you can give to someone. And I don't mean to hype up Cameo anymore or Chris Hansen, but boy, oh boy.
You got him to call Bean a predator for $50.
I paid $50 to get Chris Hansen to say, Bean, Bean, touch my peen.
Bean, Bean, touch my peen.
You're welcome.
Look, I appreciate that Jensen saw the comedy in having To Catch a Predator's Chris Hansen record messages for us all.
Bean, Bean, touch my peen.
Right, and I understand that the videos are posted on the Kevin and Bean Twitter and Instagram. I don't think we need Bean, Bean, touch my peen to be trending.
Bean, touch my peen.
I mean, people are eager to see that happen.
I think people are very eager to see that
it's
happen.
It's my new tattoo.
I certainly don't think we need it on a t-shirt.
Bean, Bean, touch my peen.
As people
t-shirt?
Have suggested.
We haven't even thought of that. Great!
Well, listeners have. This is not the way I want to be remembered,
yes.
You guys. I don't want my
it'll say, it'll be a picture of Bean. It'll say, Bean, Bean, touch my peen. It'll say, R.I.P.
I don't think...
Peen, R.I.P.
I don't think...
Bean! Bean, Bean, touch my peen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost worth it just for that. Anyway, you might want to check out the videos in Jensen, Dan, Muta. All right, amazing. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about this survey that was made recently about food delivery apps, about your Uber app. I get Uber Eats, your Grubhub, your DoorDash, your Postmates, and they interviewed tons of people. And the number that jumped out at us is deliverers, have you ever taken food from an order? Okay, so I'm driving to your house, your food is sitting in the passenger seat, have I ever just reached over and grabbed myself a French fry? Shockingly, the number that came back in the survey...
I would have thought 5 to 10%.
Not even that. I would have said... A handful of people said yes. I would have said 3%, 2%.
Well, let me just tell you the number that admitted it, which I believe is lower than the actual number, because I think there are people who just are embarrassed or just they don't want to say
afraid,
out loud.
Be afraid to get fired, maybe.
Right. 28%.
Oh, man.
Now, Omar.
Yeah.
Which is more than 1 in 4.
I am shocked at 28%.
That surprises me, too, because it's way higher. It's got to be at least 60%.
Oh, what? No.
Stop it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? If you're going to Carl's Jr. or McDonald's and you're getting some food and you see a fry there, you know the person who you're delivering the food to isn't going to miss it. Sure, you snag a little fry. No big deal.
60%.
Oh, yeah. It's probably higher than that. I mean, yeah, I think, yeah.
Might as well just go with 100. Yeah.
If you think about it, have you ever eaten just one McDonald's fry?
Oh, it's impossible.
It's literally impossible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're eating
a couple of fries.
Yeah, a few fries.
Absolutely.
Last night.
And by the way, not only can you just not eat one fry,
right.
You can't resist not to eat the fry when you have
when
it
you
one.
When you smell
no,
that.
Smell it in your car.
Yeah.
Especially when listening. It's free to you.
Yeah.
Right. True. Yeah.
Last night we did Postmates Fat Burger from near our house, and it did have a sticker on the bag.
Oh,
like it could be opened or unopened, and this was sealed. So
interesting.
Well, that's so he brings sign. His own it's stickers.
Just, no, yeah. No. He's the guy that puts the sticker on.
He's
assume,
like,
right?
I am not in the 60% that Omar's talking about.
All right. Well, we want to take some calls on this from I guess from mostly from delivery drivers, right? Is what we're looking
yes,
for.
Well, yeah. I think so. Especially if you've taken food.
Or if you've caught someone doing it. That
yes,
seems
either
crazy.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, either one. 1-800-520-1067. We brought up this statistic of 28% yesterday, and we heard from a listener named Ralph who has worked as a Postmates delivery driver for a while now. He has over 500 deliveries under his belt. And he says, hey, Kevin and Bean, I can share some things I wish customers knew. Feel free to reach out to me, and I can shed some further light on this topic. And Ralph joins us on KROQ right now. Hey, Ralph, how are you, man?
Good morning, guys. How are you? We're being touched by peen.
Yeah.
It's catching on.
I don't think that's the thing we need to have happen.
Bean, bean, touch my peen.
So I guess we ought to just start, as we wait for other phone calls at 1-800-520-106, and we ought to start right off the top and say, when you heard this number, 28% of delivery drivers admit to tasting their customers' food during delivery, what did you think?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. But I have to tell you right off the bat, I have not eaten food that
not
I've been delivering.
Not once, though. Once, Ralph.
Not one time. And I'll
one
tell you
time.
One of the things that I do.
Let's say you're delivering McDonald's and one fry falls out of the thing and it falls on your seat. You're not going to give that to the customer because that's bad for them. So you eat it.
No.
Wow.
But places like McDonald's and Burger King have been putting stickers on their bags to ensure that that kind of thing doesn't happen.
So they put it on the sticker before they give it to you.
Yeah.
That's how big a problem this is.
Yeah.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah, so they seal up the bag, and, you know, we don't touch it. But
so
also,
never once.
I put it in my back seat
so
that no one, when I go to drop off food, no one thinks that I've been touching their food. It was behind me the whole time.
Okay.
So that'd be nice if people would start doing that, but I doubt they will.
Have you ever been have you ever been tempted? Has anything ever looked or smelled so good that you wanted to?
Oh, I mean, that's a struggle. That's a struggle.
Of course, that's yeah, of course.
We're breaking him down. Soon he's going to admit he's eaten entire orders.
try doing it on a diet. Yeah.
Oh, no. So you're starving.
Yeah that's
yeah,
not good.
Usually.
What no, don't we good. Know about being an Uber Eats driver or a Postmates driver?
So one of the things I heard Allie mention yesterday was that she had a bit of a confrontation with someone who refused to get out of the car and go to her door.
Yes.
And Postmates apologized on that driver's behalf and said that's not that's not the way you're supposed to do it. And there's a lot of gray area when you're doing deliveries, and there is no standard. So
that's
they're
fine.
Either required to get out or stay in the car. I always get out of the car because it's creepy to have someone walk up to your door.
I've never had a driver, except for that one, say, you need to come out of your house, walk across the street
well,
to my car.
Same. It's like, saying, hey, you're delivering. Yeah, you come here.
What he's saying is he agrees with you, but what he's saying is there's no protocol for the company, so he can basically require
it either way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and I would recommend not going up to the car, because I ordered, as a customer from Postmates, I ordered Baskin Robbins one time, and I walk up to the dude's car, and the window rolls down. And he was hotboxing his farts because that was met with the most disturbing smell. That
is not what you want with your ice cream.
Your ice cream has been farted on.
Wow.
Oh, awful.
And by the way, ice cream seems like the type of thing that could, I don't know, that could absorb some of that, too. Like, that's not a good environment before they hand it to you to eat.
And farting is best case scenario.
Yes.
Oh, mint chip fart.
Oh, no. Ralph, we didn't need to know any of this.
Damn it, Ralph.
All right, so what do you think, Ralph, is the actual number of people? 28% is who admitted it. What do you think is the actual number of food delivery people who have tasted the customer's food on the delivery route?
I would say probably north of 40%.
Of 40!
Is there like a driver's lounge? Have you heard people talking about this on off shifts and stuff?
I think everybody hates each other. There's a lot of... Maybe a competition.
Right. You didn't help any of this, Ralph.
No.
Oh,
no, we do not feel better as a result of this call, Ralph, but we appreciate you listening. Don't ever say bean, touch my peen again, though.
Bean, touch my peen.
Thank you for the call, sir. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's coming up next on K-Rock.
All right. Before we play a song, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Merrick in Coachella. Good morning, Merrick.
Hey,
good morning. You know what we're talking about here? Delivery drivers who eat their customers' food on the way. You've done this?
Yeah, well, I would one up it, and I would steal pizzas from Pizza Hut.
You steal a whole pizza?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the customers would complain about it, like, wow, we don't want it anymore. And technically, we're supposed to take it back to the shop. But I would say screw it, and I would take it home.
Why did the customer reject the pizza that they had ordered that you tried to deliver?
Because sometimes it would be off just by one topping. Like, they would want jalapenos, and then they got onions instead.
I think
we don't want it.
But see, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Because they're rejecting it.
Merrick,
yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Merrick, have you ever pulled a topping off a pizza and eaten it? Like a pepperoni that looked good?
Because I'm afraid if I did... Like, I would just leave a giant finger stain on
that's
the pizza.
That's Jensen's fear.
That's
why Jensen asked. He wants to know if your fingers are in his...
It's honestly one of my biggest fears. It's spiders and a person taking one condiment off a pizza. That sounds awful.
Merrick, I think we are going to allow your behavior.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. If they reject it, I say you get to take it home, man. I mean, I think I speak for Pizza Hut as a company.
I think you're more of a Papa John spokesman, if you know what I mean.
1-800-520-1067. Your call's coming up after Chip's favorite, RHCP on K-Rock.
All right, listen, the survey that we found it's 28% of food delivery people eat your food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the delivery person that we just talked to said it was more like 40%.
Which right. is terrifying.
Omar thinks it's more like 60%.
Mm-hmm. By the way. I mean, it really does sort of make sense, especially with the fry thing. Like, if it's a pizza, it's a lot harder.
Yeah, but somebody texts in to the Kevin and Bean Show at, from the 949. If you can't even pick up your own McDonald's, you deserve to have some of your fries eaten.
So no, see, I disagree because right that there. Guy doesn't drink, and I don't trust anyone who doesn't
yeah,
drink.
Yeah, hangover McDonald's delivered by Postmates.
That is the best thing ever.
let's go to line one in this segment at 1-800-520-1067. Alhambra's Mike joins us. He used to deliver for Uber Eats. Mike, we love this because you've got personal experience on this topic. What say you, sir?
What to do? Hey, what up, party
hey,
people?
Hey there. So
hey,
you...
yes. Looks like I did used to work with Uber Eats. It was mostly with Uber, but they let you opt in for Uber Eats.
Okay.
And usually Saturday nights, you had these, like Allie was saying, like the hungovers. They want McDonald's late at night. And so I would pick up McDonald's. And, you know, it's tempting. You got the fries right there. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You normally sneak out like one or two. And no one will know.
So
and,
you did eat.
Sorry about this, Jen. Sorry about Jensen, but you know that sticker, it's easy to come off.
Oh, no. No, I don't want to hear that. I so depend on that sticker.
I mean,
who
can blame Mike? I mean, McDonald's fries.
Right? I know, they smell so good.
He's only human.
He's only human, exactly. All right, Mike, thank you for the call. So even though we don't want anyone to do it to our food,
no,
correct,
please.
We understand why they do it, right? All right, let's go to Roberta. She's in Downey. She's on line four, and she is apparently a big, fat liar. Let's find out.
Hey, Roberta.
I am not a liar.
Hey, liar.
Oh, really?
Good morning.
Morning.
I am not a liar.
Okay.
I've been driving with Postmates for over a year,
mm-hmm.
and I have never touched anybody's food ever.
Except how many times?
You even carry what?
I carry hand sanitizer.
Mm. So you can get rid of the evidence?
For after you eat the fry? You never touch.
No. I'm a grandmother, so I'm very like I don't want people to think that I'm touching anything.
Okay,
I
Roberta.
I want them to feel safe and comfortable.
Roberta, do you have a guess as to what the actual number is, the percentage of delivery people who touch the food? Last guy said 40%.
Unfortunately, yeah, I'm kind of agreeing with that
guy.
Oh, man. Unfortunately, yeah.
You know, I'm gonna tell you that I called her a big fat liar when we brought Roberta on, but the fact that she says she's a grandma, she's got standards, she's got discipline, she's got morals.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't know that.
I'm saying it's more of a young person thing, I think, probably to cheat. All right, thank you for the call, Roberta. We appreciate you listening. Let's do one more. Let's close out with Manolo. He's in Palmdale. Line six, please.
Hey, Manolo.
Hey.
Morning.
Bean. Hey, good morning.
Yeah, good guys. Morning.
I'm sorry you meant
Bean, touch my peen.
All right. you've done what, Manolo?
I can admit that I have taken fries from an order. That was when I just started out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too easy. You know, you have
They were asking for it, Manolo.
Yeah, that's why they were dressed.
Yeah. You know, but... That was when I started out, so let me tell you, I felt terrible afterwards, especially after you look in your app and then you get a tip. You're like, oh, damn, I shouldn't have taken those fries.
Okay, but wait. But let me ask you a question. If they don't tip you, you feel fine with it?
No, that's a problem that most people do tip. Most people do tip, so I stopped doing it because, I just felt terrible. It's, you know, except in some areas, they don't tip. You wish you had taken food for some people. You know? you wish you had done other things than taken food for some people, you know?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Let's get into that.
Let's not, Kevin, because we'd like to eat again one day.
Okay.
I wish there was, like, some kind of agreement that we could come to that where everybody would agree to tip. And then we would never take food.
I don't think it's a... Okay.
Just a reminder, Bean yesterday said he doesn't tip food delivery
services.
Oh,
that's correct.
So no, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't sometimes tip Uber.
I never do food delivery services.
Oh, you've never had anyone deliver food?
No.
Ever. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would never use it myself, to tell you the truth. I would never ever use this service.
What do you think the number is, the percentage of people who touch food?
I would say it's over 50%.
Oh, man, this is not helping.
No.
Yeah.
On the 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
I look forward to every Friday, Kevin and Bean Show.
Friday. Yay.
And yeah, part of the reason is the segment that Allie presents for us every week at this time. It's time for That's My Jam here on K-Rock.
Yeah, That's My Jam is our playlist that we update every single week with new songs from every member of the Kevin and Bean Show. Because we don't pick the music that we play on K-Rock. We obviously love a lot of it, but a lot of stuff that we'd love to hear on the station or just get you guys a little hip to, we post on this playlist. You can go to @KevinandBean on all of our social media. Just click on that playlist, click follow, and you're going to have new songs every single week. I love it. Kevin, you're up first.
My choice is an American DJ and electronic producer from Michigan named Grizz, G-R-I-Z. Mm-hmm. And I found this funny because iTunes refers to him as an electro-funk DJ saxophonist.
Oh, okay. Wow. Cool.
He does play the saxophone and on this song, but it's not part of the clip that I have, but he does... I think he forces the saxophone into pretty much every song.
I don't hate it.
He's been making music since 2011. He's got a new album out called Ride Waves, and this song features a vocal from Yoshi Flower, and it's called Maybe.
Oh, baby, this is so very new. Something that could be so beautiful. Oh, maybe this is just another dream. Something that I'm hoping I can.
Needs more sax.
Needs more sax. There's plenty in it.
Okay.
I just didn't feature that clip.
Excellent. Bean, you're up next.
There's no question K-Rock is going to be playing this song if they're not already. How much do we love Bishop Briggs?
Oh,
she rules. She's the best. So talented and so nice and so fun and such a joy to see in concert. And by the way, she's playing the Will Tour November 1st. Do not miss it. It's the Champion Tour, and Champion is the new song that she says she wrote when her self-esteem was at an all-time low. This will pump you up. It's new from Bishop Briggs.
Nobody said it'd be an easy ride. Obstacles in my way, scars never change. Why do I crumble quickly, stumble swiftly? In the world, I burn the songs I wrote a billion times in my head. I'm feeling low, got nowhere to go but back up again. You gotta get bruised before you get mad. You gotta fall down before you fight back. Was feeling so weak, but baby, I'm strong. Little did I know I'm a champion. I'm a champion.
Love it.
Great.
Yeah, I think she's got one there, you guys.
Love it.
Great.
She's the best. What a just ray of sunshine she is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Remember
lovely.
We interviewed her at, was it Weenie Rose?
Weenie, yeah.
She almost flew onto the stage.
Yeah.
It was sort of frightening.
And like hugs you with a passion and she's, oh.
It was great.
Just love her. Jensen, you're up.
Listen, everyone's going to be waiting for this Chance the Rapper album to drop today. It's supposed to be the big release, but it hasn't come out yet, so everyone's still waiting. But I think everyone's going to be missing on the real release, which is a rapper out of Maryland, originally from North Carolina, named YBN Cordae. It's a C-O-R-D-A-E. I think he is a humongous star in the waiting. He is sort of, he calls himself a middle child, in between the two generations of old school rapping, which you know, and then sort of the way rap has sort of evolved into the more Chance the Rapper angle. He actually has a song with Chance on this new album. Again, you can download it today. It is called The Lost Boy, and I love it so much. This is the first single off it.
Ramen noodles on a regular. Add some seasoning and some hot sauce for a better touch. Peanut butter, jelly, and syrup, sandwich, etc. And we just flying in the nebula. And it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. It might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Don't you cry, little baby, little baby. It'll be alright. Don't you cry, little baby. It's gonna, it'll be alright.
He was describing the food, did you think about people putting their fingers in it?
I mean, I always do now.
Okay, good.
That's my life now. YBN Cordae's song is called Bad Day.
Mine is from a band that Bean knew, and I thought it was just because of the name. The name is Sunflower Bean. But how do you know them, Bean?
I don't know. They've just been around for a little bit, mm-hmm. and I've heard a bunch of songs by them that I like, and I don't remember which one it is that you picked, but I'm excited to hear them on K-Rock.
Yeah, they're great. Nick Kivlin, Jacob Faber, and Julia Cumming met in high school. That's when they formed their band in 2013. They've released two albums, one in 2016, one in 2018. But right now, they have a new EP called King of the Dudes, and this is the lead single off of that. It's Sunflower Bean with Come For Me. Yeah, hard for you, baby. Hard for you, baby. Just like your favorite movie star. Come for me, baby. Come for me, baby. If you come on the way you are. Yeah. Do you really want to come for me? Do you, do you, do you? Do you know I'm gonna make it? Do you really want to waste my time?
A peppy little number.
Right?
I'm going to say that I would listen to this podcast, you guys. This playlist.
Well, you can. Just
also
go
listen
to
the podcast.
Yeah, listen to all of it if you want. Just go to @KevinandBean on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. We post the playlist every week. It's called That's My Jam.
Oh, can I add a song to it? It's by an artist named
Bean Bean Touch My Peen.
Oh, I can't wait for the remix.
What a way to go into the weekend.
I tell ya. All right, you guys. Some birthdays for you. Jason Statham, Mick Jagger, Helen Mirren, Sandra Bullock, Kate Beckinsale, and Chris Harrison.
Kevin, Kevin, Kevin. Or should I call you by your screen name, Sickle Blank Boom? Chris Hansen here, and I'm not sure what I should do with you. You sound like a predator, just like that spider was a predator to your neck.
How dare you?
You need to have a seat, son, because I'm going to ask you a few questions. I've got the transcripts, and I see some awfully disturbing behavior, like leaving shopping carts in the parking spots. Well, clean up your act, and just remember, Jensen says hey. All right, behave yourself.
This whole Jensen cameo gift idea is creeping me out.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It is creeping me out.
Yep.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous K-Rock for a Fri-yay.
Hey.
Fri-yay, right? Yeah. Speaking of Jensen, he is not sitting at his spot right now because he wanted to make a grand entrance. He is about to enter the studio. He has been telling us off the air that as he nears 40 years old soon, he's thinking about changing up his style.
Which is like full time changing his style, not just like one day.
And we don't know the specifics of this. I mean, he has been a guy, you know, like most of us who work here at K-Rock, who dresses pretty casually, you know, with you know, like jeans and a T-shirt and a hoodie. I mean, that's Jensen's day to day. But it sounds like, and I don't know what it's going to involve, if it's a fez or a fedora or a scarf or what
it's
it
a
is.
Fez.
But let's go ahead and open up
a
the door.
A bow tie?
Maybe a bow tie. Let's open up the door. Let's bring Jensen in.
I really, truly wish it was a fedora.
You're not. Wait.
Okay.
Is that a Hawaiian shirt?
No, it's not a Hawaiian shirt.
That is a Hawaiian shirt.
It's a Hawaiian shirt, Jensen.
It's got a Hawaiian print.
You got that out of Weird Al's closet.
No.
It's got a tiger on it.
This is like a silk-ish button-up.
It's a Hawaiian shirt,
no,
Jensen.
It's not a
It really is, though.
Okay. A Hawaiian shirt is a lot more tropical.
Okay.
What I'm wearing is a lot more, like, we're going to post it up on our socials, at Kevin and Bean.
So you have a black shirt, a black T-shirt.
No graphic.
Right.
No graphic. Just a black
T-shirt. Oh, that's rare for
that
you?
Is rare.
Of this is rare. Number one, every single day since I was, like, 9 years old, I've worn a graphic T-shirt, jeans, and sneakers, and a hat most of the time.
Okay.
Right? I recently, 40 years old in November, had a child. I'm getting a little more dad feeling.
Okay.
And I've decided maybe it's time to ditch some of the graphic tees and hoodies and hats and all these things. And what I have felt most comfortable in is
Hawaiian shirts.
No, they're not Hawaiian.
It's so Hawaiian.
It's not a Hawaiian shirt. It is a button-up that's like very thin.
But the pattern, though, the pattern makes it look like the pattern in the colors. You could wear that on the beach in Hawaii and people would think, oh, he fits right in because he's also wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Well, number one, there's a tiger on it.
Number two, there are palm trees, though.
Palm trees, which you wouldn't find on a beach. beach. You also
there's no palm trees in Hawaii. We all know that.
You also wouldn't find a tiger just walking on the beach. But this
how
is,
many of those do you have?
Okay,
you're thinking of doing this full time?
Yes.
Just to embarrass Adler?
No.
You're starting early. You have to wait till Adler knows.
No, I have bought in the last, I'd say, 2 weeks. I've probably purchased about 6 or 7 of them.
And are you going to be leaving these open, revealing a t-shirt underneath? So you're never going to be actually buttoning them up?
No. Okay. I don't see myself buttoning them up.
Okay.
I see
how
myself.
Come? Tell me about that decision.
How did this all come about? Like, what?
I think in the last, well, definitely since Adler, yeah. I just am like, I feel like I'm sort of man boy in a little.
I mean, you dress like you're 14. Right. So do I, though. And that makes me
so do
mad.
I
dress like I'm in line on Fairfax. And I just, I think that's okay. I'll still have that around. But I think that not in like a cartoon way where I wear the same thing every day like Bart Simpson, but I will have different ones of these and different undershirts to sport.
Okay. How but did still you come? Jeans.
Still jeans.
Okay. How did you come to this decision? Like, if you're going to change your style, there's a million different ways you could.
I was around the. I think we were at the mall. I think, which is very common for Danielle.
In Honolulu.
We were at the mall in the valley, and I was walking through, and I went, "Oh, that's a cool shirt." I put it on, and I went, "Oh, that feels good." And then now I bought like 2 or 3 that day, and then now I've purchased a handful of them.
And how did you decide to not button, and how did you decide on black t-shirt versus white t-shirt?
I'm going to wear different kinds of undershirts.
I'd like to suggest no undershirt and leave the shirt open.
Well, that it would still look like I was wearing a shirt. With an undershirt, okay, so why I want it open. I think if I close it, I also want a lot of freedom in my arms.
It's too restrictive.
Yeah, it's too restrictive.
Okay.
I want to be able
a lot of movement going
to
on
shoot
right now.
Arms out. Like if I
in
I
case just, what?
I got to catch something fast. I got to catch a quick pineapple on the beach. No, I just mean I just felt like it was looser and I just it's casual when it's open.
Yeah, it's not form fitting. No. You feel like it's just loose and flowy.
Closed, it comes off a little like
Hawaiian
casual Friday.
Yes.
Casual Friday.
Jensen, you understand that most of the professionals that work in this building, nay, in the world, actually wear a shirt that buttons.
Yeah, not me, though.
Okay. I think these are the baby steps right now. Okay. I mean, if he went right from graphic tee to button up with a collar, I'd be like, whoa,
or
slow
if I
down.
Started showing up in suits.
Yeah, insane. That would be disconcerting.
Insane. Yeah.
How many are Hawaiian? Out of the, what, you have 6?
I don't think they're Hawaiian. But I do think that each of them, I'm not saying that they have like Tommy Bahama vibes, because I wouldn't go there. I'm not that dad.
You went there. Tommy Bahama had a tiger, yes.
That's true. That's true.
Tiger Bahama?
You're all the way there.
No, Tommy Bahama has like a hula girl on it, and it says like Tommy Bahama.
Please, like that's any different than what you're wearing.
It says like fresh cigars underneath or something.
You really became a dad overnight, man.
Well, that is a bit of what I'm feeling. I just think it's just, I don't know. I feel better in this than I do every day in hoodies.
Do all of them have a pattern, or are some?
All
just
of them
plain?
Have patterns.
That's what I was going to ask.
So
all of them are
Hawaiian.
And I would say that
all of them could we mistake as Hawaiian?
Not all of them, okay. But a large percentage.
Most of them.
If you weren't really considering that there aren't tigers on Hawaiian beaches, then yeah.
But, I mean, but what also I'm saying not, is from this distance, I don't see a tiger. Mm-hmm. I just see a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not looking that close.
This didn't cross your mind that we could think this is a Hawaiian shirt.
I bought another one recently, and I realized that maybe I'm not looking at the designs.
Right.
Because I posted it on Instagram, and a bunch of people were like, weed? And I was like, what are they talking about? And then I look closer, and there's a bunch of weed leaves on it. Like I've basically.
I mean, maybe you should look.
I'm riding the line between Jimmy Buffett and
that's it, Jimmy Buffett.
All right. Well, I tried, Adler, but I'm going to do it. I'm committing. So,
Adler, your thoughts?
No, that's not. That's his lungs doing that. That's not even me.
He doesn't like the Hawaiian shirt.
Oh. It's scary.
106.7. What?
I'm just looking at Weird Allen 3D down there.
Right?
Jensen just debuted his new Hawaiian shirt look, and people are just going crazy for it.
It's Kevin Bean, Allie, and Weird Al is what's happening right now.
You can see it at Kevin and Bean on social media. I thought I was doing the right thing.
Jensen told us that he never once considered that it looked Hawaiian.
Unbelievable.
It never thought.
That's insane.
Now, Christine says that
we're not alone in this, right?
But Christine says that the ladies are kind of digging it, Jensen.
Well, I feel more mature. At Chronic_Avenger, ha ha ha, he's turning into an 80s wrestling manager. And then,
which I think is a compliment to you.
And then Lom3li wrote, "Yep, Hawaiian shirt, trying to copy Fluffy."
Oh,
I love it.
Someone suggested you look like the cameraman from Girls Gone Wild too. Which again,
that's not what necessarily what you're going for.
Joe Francis on Vacation. Yeah, yeah, I could see that as a bit.
You know, you're one day into changing your style. You can go back to just wearing hoodies starting Monday.
No, I'm fully committed. You'll see me Monday.
Okay. I mean, you could be committed to something else as well, though.
Listen, I'm not going to admit defeat this quick.
All right.
Okay. Plus, he's already bought six of them.
Yeah.
He at least has a week.
I didn't keep the receipts. I lost them surfing.
All right. So we work with a bunch of weirdos, Kevin, is what we're learning.
We
came in this morning, and Allie was desperately trying to lift a silo full of liquid into the studio. I think she had to have some help to get to her desk here today.
Why are you carrying around a
trash can full of soup? What's happening here?
So it's not a trash can and it's not soup. So I started this new diet from Fitness Kitchen where they're delivering food to my house.
Right.
It's amazing food. I'm trying to get back on the healthy path.
Okay.
And I remembered that when I was at my like happiest and most fulfilled, and by filled, I was drinking about a gallon and a half of water a day. I was completely hydrated.
Too much.
My skin felt better. My hair looked better. I was in the best shape of my life.
Every 6 minutes.
I was peeing constantly. Yeah.
Were you a mermaid back then?
I was also a mermaid. But here's the thing. I saw this because Casey Musgraves posted a picture of it. This water jug that has little sayings on it.
Will you please read us all the sayings?
So 7 a.m. is when you start. You fill it up to there. By the way, this is a gallon jug, if you will. Good morning. 9 a.m. You've got it. 11 a.m. Remember your goal. 1 p.m. That's it. 3 p.m. Keep drinking. 5 p.m. No excuses. 7 p.m. A little bit more. 9 p.m. Well done, bitch. It doesn't say bitch, but I added that.
But if I were still drinking that much water at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., I would be up 5 times in the night having to pee.
Exactly. Also,
plus, I need inspiration from a goddamn water bottle.
You don't. It's just nice to see. But I started this at, well, I waited till you all were here to see it full. So I started at 5:30. I'm already at 3 p.m.
Which is disgusting.
Oh, I think that's bad for you.
Really?
What?
I don't know.
You're saying that she should be pacing herself.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Well, I just want to get it all done.
You're not trying to win a Nintendo Wii.
No, I want to get it done before I want to get it done before 4 p.m. because I don't want to, like Bean said, be peeing all night.
But what happens when you go eat at a restaurant? You're going to bring your keg with you?
Oh, no. By restaurant times, I'll already be done with this.
But that's not what the actual bottle's telling you to do, though. The bottle's saying to keep it around till 7.
Well, yeah, that's for people that started at 7.
Right.
And I have started it at, like, I'll be starting it when I wake up at 3:30.
So we posted a picture and tell us who else joined in.
Friend of the show and my friend, Maren Dungy, immediately wrote back to me with the picture of hers, which is pink. It's delightful. And said, same. And I have to tell you, I've gotten about 40 messages. Where'd you get it? I got mine on Amazon. It's awesome. Everybody should have one. Right, Maren?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I'm full right now. Hold on. Tom's in the bathroom.
But haven't we existed for hundreds of years just being able to take a regular size cup and walk into the kitchen and fill it up with water and drink it? We've not needed to carry around a keg. We've not needed to have slogans. I mean, it's not that tough to drink water.
You from a bottle?
I like the inspiration.
From a water bottle?
Well, let her talk.
You're doing good.
Also, Myron, you have to go to set and stuff. How do you carry this around? It is so, you're clunky. And
have you seen Marin's arms? Very lean and toned.
I don't think that was his point.
From carrying this jug.
And I got the 73 ounce, and I do it twice. So I am also doing, I'm doing a gallon and a half. So,
Wow.
It's good times. Yeah.
It's good times, Marin.
Have you been made fun of for having this bottle? This keg?
No, my daughter loves it. She thinks it's the coolest thing in the world.
It seems
how old is your daughter?
She's 8.
Okay. All right.
It seems unwieldy. It seems unwieldy, Maren. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I am afraid it's going to fall on her foot. Like there is that. Like,
yeah.
When it falls.
How did this happen? Oh, my water of bottle crushed her foot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do the inspirational messages, a little bit more the no excuses, the well done. Does that help you, Maren?
No, I mean, like, yes good. And no. Like, no. It's just, like, a nice reminder. But I do what Allie does. I power through it. Like, I don't do by time. I just get it in. I got to get it in.
Right,
and I got,
right.
Because I got to do it twice. So
Right.
You know.
Crazy.
Yeah. But it's a nice, convenient thing.
You didn't tell Meryl Streep about this on Big Little Lies, though, right? You wouldn't have brought it up with her.
No.
What
no,
if she
no,
has
I
it?
Don't think she would have enjoyed that.
What if she has it? Just carried it around.
Out of her yes. satchel? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't fit in the satchel, by the way. I have one of these.
Oh, my God. What if, honestly, Maren, what if Meryl Streep does have one? How cool are we
you
now?
You guys, it's not... You're crazy. This is not, it's not even practical.
It's not, here's the thing.
It's not practical
I come in,
at all.
I have it here at work, and then it's going to be in my car if I'm running errands, whatever, after the show.
Exactly. For
it's
weeks.
Not like I'm bringing this like on a run. First of all, who runs? What assholes? But I'm not, like, it's not unwieldy if it's just going to one place.
Do you have to seatbelt it into your car when you
I do. It? Oh my God, can you imagine this goes through the windshield? We'd all die.
Can you ride in the carpool lane with it?
Oh, great question, Bean. Put a little wig on it.
Maren, how long have you had this?
I too was inspired by Kacey Musgraves.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
You guys are twins.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
We are.
This is crazy.
Can I get a yeehaw? Okay, I think that you can put that over your head. I think like Winnie the Pooh getting stuck in the honey jar.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah,
I think you could probably. It is so large, guys.
It's unwieldy. That's a perfect word that Bean used. I can't imagine carrying it around in real life.
Literally, from the parking garage into here.
Yes, what kind of
Sherpa do you need? Good Lord.
It's like the weakest bunch of dudes.
No. Thank you, Maren.
Sorry.
Well, she's not wrong,
by
the way.
You guys have trash cans full of water.
Yeah.
It's odd.
I love that you said it was soup.
We don't know what you put in it.
Well, look, Maren is smarter and better than we are, so she probably knows she's what right. she's doing.
Yeah.
I like that we didn't think that about Allie, though.
No,
and
not at all.
Because
Allie's a nut job. Allie's a nut job.
Come on.
All right, Maren. Well, good luck hauling this with you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you. Love you guys. Love you, Allie.
Love you.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Right. It's Kevin and Weird Al Show at 8:52.
Jensen, you got a message from Steve McGarrett. He needs you downtown. Apparently, Chin Ho just got a break on the case you guys have been working. He needs to report to headquarters.
At least it's a current reference.
Right?
I mean,
hey, Hawaii Five-0 is still on the air, by the way.
He loves Hawaii.
Oh, it's
sure
a current CBS show. Mm-hmm. It's still
it's
on
not,
the air.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, that's our Hawaiian friend, Jensen Garp. Guys, it's Fri-yay, and it's about that time where we are looking for you to help us pick the music. We're talking about the Keep It 100 feature we do, where you can request any song K-Rock ever has played. If we have it, we'll play it for you. If you're texter 100 right now at 1-800-520-1067. You picked some bangers in recent weeks. Ah, Edwin. Cherry Poppin' Daddies. So you text us right now, 1-800-520-1067. Text to 100. We'll play your song. Come first, here's Allie with what's happening on a Friday.
Hey, I just got an email from Tom Selleck wondering where you got that shirt. So
all right.
If you could let us know, that'd be great.
Jensen said he didn't once think it looked Hawaiian.
No, it didn't even cross his mind.
Not once.
No. He was shocked when we said it.
Yeah.
Can you see it now, though?
I can see that it has beach vibes, but I don't find
beach
it...
Beach vibes!
I don't see it to be Hawaiian.
You're insane!
There are a lot of people on the Instagram who are like, that's not Hawaiian, but, you know,
I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Out of 100 people, if you're walking down the street, 99 of them will go, yeah, that's a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Well...
Right?
It's also because I have the lotion under my eyes.
That's true.
That zinc oxide. Help.
Zinc oxide, yeah.
And you're drinking a coconut milk, too.
Yeah. Vacation, Jensen.
Get him another daiquiri. It's good times, you guys.
I agree with that, whatever just happened.
Woodstock 50 will relocate from upstate New York to Maryland in a last-ditch effort to save itself. Organizers confirmed that the festival will now take place at Meriwether Post Pavilion. That's about an hour's drive from Washington, D.C., and about 4.5 hours away from the original Woodstock
site.
Listen,
it's not happening anywhere.
Well, it's apparently happening now in Maryland August 16th through the 18th. Unclear who from the announced lineup will be performing at the event. They had, you know, JC, Miley Cyrus, Killers, Imagine Dragons,
right,
Dead and
Tana,
Dead and Company.
It's not Woodstock if you're not having it in upstate New York.
Yeah. Well, John Fogerty has already dropped out.
Oh, no.
As well as Jay-Z, and I'm sure many more to come.
I mean, haven't they pretty much, I assume all of them have dropped out by now.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't make an announcement, but there's no way they still have it on their calendar.
By the way.
It's 3 weeks.
Yes.
By the way, tickets have yet to go on sale.
Sure, there's no way.
It's not happening. That guy just needs to say, stop. It's not happening. I'm not doing it.
I don't think he has it in him, this guy.
I don't think he does either.
No quit, man.
No. However, they did announce that the event will now primarily serve as a fundraiser for nonprofits dedicated to climate change and voter turnout.
That's a terrible idea.
My disappointment is immeasurable. And my day is ruined.
I understand. It's just going to be like local high school bands from Maryland. Just, can we play? Sure. Absolutely. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's just cuckoo. But I'm sure I'll have another update for you on Monday.
Well, you're not letting this story go.
Maybe not.
I mean, how many updates have we had? Would you guys guess?
Oh, six, seven?
Seven, yeah.
We should send someone to go to the concert.
Okay. Well, Jensen, you're going to be there playing with Sublime anyway.
Real big fish.
It's me and John Stamos playing the congos.
Yes, just a little Kokomo up there. I can't deal with this shirt.
He has six more like it.
I can't wait for Monday
to see what he wears.
I got to let them all go, man.
Whew. Good. You guys, NBC's revival of Will and Grace, which returned in September of 2017 after originally wrapping up in May of 2006, will be finishing with the upcoming 11th season.
I mean, it's time.
I loved it.
Rejected!
But here's what the executive producer said in a statement. We think of the Will and Grace cast episodes the way Karen Walker thinks of martinis. 51 is not enough. 53, too many. Which I appreciated right there. But this is a show, 91 Emmy Award noms, 18 Emmy wins, and one of the only shows in TV history where each member of the cast won an Emmy. It's
an impressive show.
It's an impressive show, and it did so much for LGBTQ people watching that had no representation. So I think they've done an amazing job across the board. And now Megan Mullally maybe has time for me to be her best friend.
This was
the only thing holding her back from being my best friend.
She was working.
She was busy. Because I've often mentioned that if I were ever to be in a threesome, it would be her and Nick Offerman if they'd allow it.
Radio person is the whole problem.
You have said that a lot.
Are we on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
We are.
Remember we talked about our celebrity threesome that we'd enter with? Who was yours, Bean?
I don't remember.
Was it Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively?
No.
Oh, okay. That's my second.
I do not remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't either.
That was a fun topic, too.
It was a great topic, and everybody had great ones. You don't remember yours, who you would be in a threesome with?
Did we do it yesterday?
Couples? No, we didn't.
Then no.
It's a great point, Kevin.
Have you met me?
And I stand corrected.
Okay.
Jensen, you weren't on the show then, but would you like to offer who you would like to be in a celebrity threesome with?
Maybe.
Yitzhak Rabin.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't.
No, I don't have that. No one thinks that. I wouldn't even want that.
Oh, you are such a cuck.
Spell, please.
It's the opposite.
C-U-C-K.
Literally the opposite.
Oh, that's true. You are so... Okay.
Devoted.
Devoted to your loved one.
Oh, I'm so devoted.
Gross.
How disgusting.
It's hypothetical.
It's hypothetical.
Yeah, no one's going to make you do it.
Real. It's just hypothetical.
No, I would not do it.
Can you not do a hypothetical of any kind?
No.
Of any kind?
Really?
I'm not like a hypothetical guy.
It's not. What?
You weren't a Hawaiian shirt guy before yesterday.
Well, things change, is what I'm saying. Just ask me tomorrow.
I think we need to dig up that tape because I want to know who your threesomes were.
Yes,
with.
I'm troubled by the fact that I can't remember it. Also,
yeah.
David Becca Chastaham.
Maybe that was him.
Don't know him.
It's possible.
But sounds good. Okay. It's very concerning. None of us can remember. Some birthdays for you guys. Chris Harrison. Daniel Bryan and Brie. I'd be down for that, too.
Okay.
I think mine was Dave Franco and Allison Brie.
Yes, it was.
I think that's who Indeed. I picked for Celebrity Threesome.
And then, but you'd lock Dave Franco out.
Yes, exactly.
You need someone to watch, and that would be Dave.
That's right. That's the plan.
That's what a cuck is.
That's the plan.
Okay, got it, got it.
You're so devoted?
Oh, dear. Happy birthday, Chris Harrison, Kate Beckinsale, Sandra Bullock, Helen Mirren, Mick Jagger, and Jason Statham.
Congratulations, Lily Garcia from Covina. Got two tickets to see that band, 21 Pilots at Staples Center on November 1st or November 2nd at Honda Center. She gets to pick, and she qualifies for a trip to Las Vegas to see the same band.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Doing it every hour, all day long today on K-Rock. You don't want to miss out on your chance.
Should have slowed that down, huh?
Jensen, you know,
now that we're stalling.
You know, if you do the show from Hawaii, as I assume you're planning, that you're going to have to deal with being up 2 to 3, depending on the time of year, 2 or 3 hours earlier than we do the show here on the West Coast of the U.S. Right?
Well, I'm committed. So I'm
he's
fully
bought six others.
Yeah, I bought the shirt.
What's
so
he going to do?
I have to move.
He is all in on Hawaiian shirts. All right. Every Friday at this time, we do a feature that we like to call "Keep It 100."
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100. Baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
And what this means is any song we've ever played on K-Rock, if we still have it, we will play it if you're Texter 100. Number 99, Kevin, you're going to weep that Michael from Monterey Hills was not Texter 100 for Nine Inch Nails' Perfect Drug.
We should just say he's caller 100.
Which is also a great
choice.
We
should just lie.
Mark in Culver City was Texter 101. He wanted to hear Schism from Tool, which I would not have hated.
I would have been fine with that.
Yeah. I have hated. But there's only one Texter 100, and this time we go down to the 714, and we say hi to our friend Jorge from Orange. Jorge!
Hi, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, man? What are you up to?
Working at the post office. I'm trying to hide right now. I'm on break. I'm on break right now, and the break is over, so I'm hiding because I got to go back in.
I like it.
Okay, so are you a behind-the-counter guy, or are you a delivery person out on the street?
Mail delivery, and I got to tell you, Bean, you would not make it.
Oh, really? Because that was going to be my backup plan in England.
No, sorry.
What? Hold on. Why do you say that, Jorge?
You don't look like a doer.
You don't look like a doer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to put in the muscles, and no, I don't think you got the endurance to do it. Sorry,
well, man. I am a stranger to hard work. That is true. I have been coasting in radio for my entire life. All right. Have you texted us before to get a song on Keep It 100?
Every single week.
Yeah. But this is the first time you've ever been the right number?
I've been 99 once.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it always the same song?
No, not with the same song.
Okay.
All right. Well, you are Texter 100. You finally made it. Congratulations, Jorge from Orange. Go ahead and introduce
your
song for this week.
It's Otara Millionaires Club, OMC, and the song is How Bizarre.
Bellas in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge waits for comfort, Cena just hides her eyes, policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh baby, ooh baby, it's making me crazy. Every time I look around, it's in my face.
Ringmaster steps up, says the elephants left town. People jump and jive, and the clowns are stuck around.
hey, by the rights, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
I got to tell you that Jorge from Orange is a real OMC head. That he remembered that that stood for Otara Millionaires Club is astonishing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
He works for the Postal Service. We gotta be friends,
so
Jorge.
Happy about that. Jorge said you wouldn't cut it, man.
I know. Yeah, that was hurtful. Yeah. That was hurtful. By the way, before I quiz Allie, I do want to make a reminder here that in addition to the That's My Jam Spotify playlist that we update for you every week, we also have a Spotify playlist with all of the Keep It 100 songs. You can go to krock.com for a link to that.
I deleted Owl City, though.
No!
Every other one is
up. Keep it. It has to be in its original form.
All right, Allie, what say you? I know you remember that song very well here on KROQ. When was it a big hit? When were we playing a lot of OMC How Bizarre?
That was a big hit at proms in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
That would get people to the dance floor.
Sure.
Woo, woo. 95, 96.
Okay.
Maybe 97, but okay. I am going
to
go.
You're going to have to pick one.
You're narrowing in.
Pick one.
95.
I mean, in America, 96, I'm sorry to say. It was
but I went to high school in New Zealand. New Zealand. Yes.
Wow, that's
yes.
amazing.
In that case, I give it to you.
Excellent.
It was
you said Louisville. That's a school.
But in New Zealand, it's Laville.
I see. Okay.
I don't even know what that was.
That was from the South. Yeah, that was.
Late 1995 in New Zealand. It made its way around the world. It was number one in lots of countries, including here in the United States. The first ever New Zealand band to have a number one song here in the United States, by the way. That is OMC and How Bizarre. And thanks to Jorge and Orange, we'll do it again next Friday.
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff.
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know I barely listen.
It's Friday on the show when I'm nervous for you. So in case you missed it, here's the week in review. We found out that Postmates nibbles on your food and beer mug is a better physician than Dr. Drew. Armenian comedian will join the show soon and you're disgusting if you carpet your bathroom. In San Diego, Rob Pryor drew the show fast and made it look like I recently got in a car crash. Can I try a new shirt or will I look funny? Will Jay Moore's ex-wife take all of his money? Did you cause a panic or have secrets as a teen? I paid Chris Hansen to say,
touch my peen.
A woman and a pirate ghost got a divorce, but that's still not as crazy as Bean Duper scores. My son is now home and we're having a blast. You missed that, download the podcast.
Sounds like a lot of stuff. Pretty lazy the last month, huh?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Been a while.
He barely shows up to work anymore.
Right?
I'm back in the mix.
Hey, well done, Judson. Great rap. Great to have the wrap up back. And the message there is you do miss a lot of stuff. If you only listen this time, for instance, mm-hmm. there's a lot of stuff earlier that you may have wanted to check out. So do. Kevin and Bean podcast available at radio.com, Apple, iTunes, or wherever you get yours. Time for one final look at what's happening here on this Friday morning. Miss Allie McKay, land this plane, won't you?
I would love to.
A lot of pressure.
However, this story is going to make all of us not excited for the weekend, even really living at all anymore.
Jensen's got a flight to Honolulu to catch at noon.
I got a hang 10.
don't bum them out.
Well, yesterday, Cosmo posted an article on what celebrities are getting paid per post on Instagram, and it is staggering.
Really?
Yeah,
the
it's
numbers
astonishing
are
money.
Staggering. Let me remind you, I just said per post.
Okay.
On Instagram.
One
and this
post
is according to a site called Hopper HQ. They're the ones that did the list. Should we start with the top 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of Jenners and Kardashians, right?
Well, top 10, Justin Bieber.
Number one?
Top 10, Justin Bieber, number 10.
Okay.
All right.
He makes $722,000 per post.
And he's top 10.
He's 10. Number 10.
Now, does anyone follow the Biebs on Instagram?
No. I do.
Okay. How often do you see him posting something that is obviously a commercial message for which he's getting paid?
I can't remember one instance.
Okay.
He doesn't need that money either, which is
no,
funny.
He doesn't.
Right. Number 9, soccer player Neymar. Another $722,000. Okay. Number 8, Taylor Swift, $748,000.
I don't think, do any of these people put like straight up hashtag ad?
I don't follow anybody in the top 10.
Yeah.
Number 7.
I mean, I follow Taylor. I mean, like there's a new commercial out today. She's got a deal with a bank card or something like that. So she would post that and I assume that would be additional income on top of whatever she got paid. Although that's all part of the same deal, you know? I'm sure that's part of the deal is you post about it.
Number 7, Beyonce, $785,000. Number 6, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $882,000. Number 5, Selena Gomez, $886,000. Number 4, the first Kardashian, $910,000 per post on Instagram.
Which one?
Kim Kardashian.
That's Kim. Okay.
Kim
so,
Kardashian.
In other words, she can compose an Instagram post in 15 seconds and post it and make almost $1 million.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, Casey Musgraves did sell two of those weird kegs.
That's very true. Number 3, another soccer player, Cristiano Ronaldo. $975,000 per post.
Yeah, we
on
talked
Instagram
about this the other day that he makes, you said that he's made $1 billion.
The estimate was that with social media. Right. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but yeah.
Number 2, Ariana Grande came in at $996,000. And you're saying to yourself, okay, well, at least no one's over $1 million, right?
Right.
At the very least, you're saying that because these numbers are staggering.
They are.
Can I guess?
Yes.
DJ Qualls.
DJ Qualls, number 1.
Can I guess?
Yes. Hey, I'm Carl. Got any pudding? It is not Carl.
Wait, I have a serious
great
guess.
Ad.
I have a serious guess.
Bean, touch my peen.
I mean, soon he could raise that price.
Okay.
Is it Dick?
It is not Dick, no.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
I have one.
Okay.
Steve.
It is not Steve, nope.
I'm the urinator.
No, but that's now my name, so we could maybe back off. That would be great. All right, you guys.
I know, I have one last one.
Okay.
Christopher Cross.
He just sailed away from this. It is not him. It is Kylie Jenner.
That was a punch to the gut.
Oh, dang it.
Kylie Jenner.
That was my next guess.
$1.2 million per post. I'm sorry. Did you hear me? $1.2 million.
And
what is wrong with us?
She does
as
like straight
a
up
nation, as a world, as a planet.
And she's a billionaire already.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's absolute insanity, you guys.
But I hear you say that. Mm-hmm. But is it insanity? How many followers does she have?
She has 139,226,677.
So is it insanity for somebody to pay $1.2 million to reach that many people, 139 million
people?
A very
specific audience, I would think.
Yes.
People who follow her.
You know? Exactly. I mean, maybe that's a deal.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not like Metamucil is like, hey, post something.
Right.
It's obviously, you know, something more relatable to her followers.
And teachers make about the same, right?
Yeah, very similar. Mm-hmm. I think teachers make more because they're off during the summer.
She's a businesswoman, a TV star, a host, a producer, an actress, a philanthropist. She's one of the most influential, popular, wealthy women in the world.
Just filling you in.
Okay.
Oh, is that Kylie Jenner?
Good update.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't
just
sure.
Filling you in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She just does seem a little...
Okay.
Wow. Seems...
She's got a point.
She's an icon. Mm-hmm. She's a legend.
Nope.
And she is the moment.
I mean, none of those things, really. But
apparently, she's never made love in her entire life.
Well, that's not true. She is a kid. So we know that's incorrect.
Holy moly.
Incorrect. Oh, guys. Well, the Boys Club of late night talk shows will officially end on September 16th. That is when Lily Singh will make television history on the night when she joins NBC's late night lineup as the only woman to host a late night talk show on a Big Four network.
So she is taking over the old Carson Daly time slot.
Exactly, yeah.
I'd like to see it.
The 17-year run that Carson Daly had on Last Call at 1:35 a.m. She's going to be sliding in there. It's called A Little Late with Lily Singh. And the Canadian-born YouTube sensation will also become the first bisexual person to serve as a late-night TV host.
I don't know anything about Miss Singh, but it seems like we should get up on her.
Yeah.
Like maybe try to get her on the show and find out what she's going to be doing.
She's funny. And shouts to Sean O'Connor, new head writer of that show. He's very funny. Great comedian.
I mean, are we just shouting at our friends now that have jobs?
Also, diaper shoes.
Shouts to diaper shoes. Shouts to baby shoes.
Little Trigger.
Shouts to Little Trigger.
Sounds like that's something you really could have just texted your friend.
Listen,
Justin.
Man, I'm just giving him a hype up. I want him to get the credit. That's all. When people
instead
love
of her.
When
you want him to get the credit
exactly.
instead of her.
When okay. Lily Singh, or is that her name? Yes. When she mm-hmm. blows up, just want you to know, my friend Sean's writing it.
That a man is behind the woman's success? Is that what you were saying?
Oh, my God. Exactly
well, that's
what
obvious.
He was saying.
That's television.
Wow. You are disgusting.
You people are weird in the islands, man. I'm telling you. It's not how we handle it here on the mainland.
Well,
by the way, Jensen just did the hang loose sign.
He sure did.
I can't. I Shaka. Can't anymore. Shaka bra.
Shaka bra.
Oh.
Didn't think it was once. Didn't
Never.
Think it was a Hawaiian shirt once.
Not even in passing through my mind did I think that this
and
was
And then he walked in the room and we all instantly thought that.
Yeah. Ridiculous. If I would have walked in with a surfboard, it would have been less Hawaiian.
Correct.
Yeah.
When's the last time that you watched a surf movie?
What, like Beach Blanket Bingo or something? Or
yes.
Point Break? Oh, it's been a while.
What about North Shore? Do you remember that show?
I do, but yeah. I haven't watched it in a while.
Do you remember their handshake, him and Turtle?
I feel like this is going in a weird direction.
They would go, Shaka did a monikasa unka fraga fraga, and then they go, Rick.
Aloha.
What
Only
is
one
happening?
Person will understand you... that, and his name is, never mind. It doesn't even matter.
Bean, touch my peen.
That's his name.
Aloha.
I'm just saying. Jonah would get that, Jonah Ray.
So that's comedy for one.
That was a joke for Jonah Ray.
Shout okay. out to Jonah Ray.
Seems
shout out
like,
to Sean O'Connor.
Seems like you could just text him that.
Bean, you got any inside information, just things you want to say to a friend?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. People are nuts.
Hakuna Matata. Yeah.
Aloha.
Aloha to you, sir. Let's wrap this up so we can go home. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly so I can pee. Happy birthday, Jason Statham, Mick Jagger, Helen Mirren, Sandra Bullock, Kate Beckinsale, and Chris Harrison, because that's what's happening.
I'd like to mention really quickly, friendsandhelpers.org is our charity. We help abused women and children. Usually the women have to escape with nothing, and so when back to school comes around, they send their kids. They don't have backpacks, they don't have school supplies, they don't have food. And you can donate at Kevin, I'm sorry, Kevin.
At kevinandbean.com.
Go to Kevin's house, drop off the clothing.
Friendsandhelpers.org. You spell out A-N-D, friendsandhelpers.org.
And you'll also find the information on the event you're doing
yes,
this weekend,
there's
right?
an event in Irvine tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
Find out the information on that as well. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Have a great weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
And speaking of great radio.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
There's gonna be so much poop.
Roll another one.
This is a time bomb.
Just like the other one.
Get this wisdom out of here.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I don't like mosquitoes.
And I need another hit.
Hey everybody, it's Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show. We're gonna be doing our Hey everybody, it's Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show. We're gonna be broadcasting our live do this again. Thursday and Friday morning, we're going to be in the... I wish that wasn't a lot longer.
Another one.
You a stanky-ass white man.
Yeah, you are.
just like the other one.
I'm a little toot toot boy.
This one seems to be about
spent.
Apart. And I don't have another cent.
I mean, I don't know what you guys are doing with your butt, but for me, it's not that big a deal.
Calm down, bitch.
Just pass it around.
This should be a lot of fun.
And the bogart that joined my friend. Well, just pass it on down.
Well, that was terrible, but at least it's over.
It is not hyperbole to say that that was my Vietnam. I close my eyes, I can still hear the screams.
Of happy children?
Yeah, you hear them too?
If you listen to the internet, this was one of the worst performances in the history of our country. And they should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed.
Way to go, Cracker.
Bong, bong.
Cool!